For Amy, my best friend in all the universe. For Nate and Will, Star Sailors. Prologue. Countdown. December 21st, 1968, 4 days before Christmas. Three astronauts are strapped into a small spacecraft 36 stories in the air, awaiting the final moments of countdown. They sit atop the most powerful machine ever built. The Saturn V rocket is a jewel of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, a vehicle that will generate the energy of a small atomic bomb. But it has never flown with men aboard, and it has had just two tests, the most recent of which failed catastrophically just 8 months earlier. The three astronauts are going not merely into Earth orbit, or even beyond the world altitude record of 853 miles. They intend to go a quarter of a million miles away to a place no man has ever gone. They intend to go to the moon. Beneath them, the United States is fracturing. The year 1968 has seen killing, war, protest, and political unrest unlike any in the country's history. From the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy, to the unraveling of Vietnam, to the riots in Chicago. Already, Time magazine has named The Dissenter its Man of the Year. As the countdown begins, there are engineers and scientists at NASA who question whether the crew will ever return. Even the astronauts are realistic about their chances of surviving the flight, an operation riskier than anything the American Space Agency has ever attempted. One of them has recorded a final goodbye to his wife, to be played in the event he doesn't return. In August, this mission did not exist. Nearly everything that has gone into its planning, the training, analysis, calculations, even the politics, has been rushed to the launch pad in a fraction of the time ordinarily required. If anything goes wrong, public opinion and the will of the United States government might turn against NASA. The fate of the entire space program hangs on the crew's safe return. As the moment of launch draws near, one of the astronauts spots a mud dauber wasp building a nest on the outside of one of the spacecraft's tiny windows. Back and forth, the insect moves, grabbing mud and adding to its new home. The astronaut thinks, "You are in for a surprise." Vapors begin to spew from around the base of the giant rocket. Less than a minute remains before liftoff. When the five first-stage engines ignite, they will deliver a combined 160 million horsepower. In the final few seconds, a typhoon of flames unfurls to either side. Beneath the astronauts, it is not just the launch pad that begins to shake, but the entire world. Chapter 1. Do you want to go to the moon? August 3rd, 1968, 4 months earlier. As he sat on a beach in the Caribbean, a quiet engineer named George Lowe ran his fingers through the sand and wondered whether he should risk everything to win the space race and help save the world. At 41, Lowe was already a top manager and one of the most important people at NASA, in charge of making sure the Apollo spacecraft was flightworthy. Apollo had a single goal, perhaps the greatest and most audacious ever conceived, to land a man on the moon and return him safely to Earth. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy had committed the United States to achieving this goal by the end of the decade. Never had a more inspiring promise been made to the American people, or one that could be so easily verified. Now, Kennedy's end-of-decade deadline was in jeopardy. Design and engineering problems with the lunar module, the spidery landing craft that would move astronauts from their orbiting ship to the lunar surface and back again, threatened to stall the Apollo program and put Kennedy's deadline just 16 months away.